this terrible, terrible incident which took place last night in the town of Ramapo. We want to thank the governor for his leadership and always doing the right thing in the right time. Came down this morning, standing with us, supporting us, and the governor will share with us some present, with the present and future plans. Thank you so much, Governor.
Thank you. I want to thank Mr. Spitzer for his leadership. I want to thank the members of law enforcement who are here, Chief of Ramapo Police, the Sheriff Falco, who you'll hear from in a moment. The state police are here. Law enforcement did a great job last night, and I want to thank them very much. The local officials who are here, the community liaison people who are here. It's a very sad situation, obviously. It's also very disturbing. I visited with the rabbi this morning. When he talks about what happened, it's even more frightening than the reports you read in the newspaper or saw on the television. Inexplicable, no warning, nothing said, just hate. Just hate and violence. That's all it was. Now, I would like to say that I wish I could say that this was an isolated situation. Unfortunately, it's not. We've had 13 acts of anti-Semitism since December 8th in New York State. I'd like to say it's only those 13, but the truth is we've had incidents of hate all across the state against the LGBTQ community, against the African-American community, the Latino community. And it's not just about New York State. This is a national phenomenon that we are seeing. And it's frightening, and it's disturbing. If anyone thinks that something poisonous is not going on in this country, then they're in denial, frankly. How many incidents do you have to see? From coast to coast, hostility based on religion, based on race, based on creed, based on immigration status. It's all across the country. It is an American cancer that is spreading in the body politic. An American cancer turns one cell in the body against the other. Once we become intolerant of differences, then we are intolerant with America. Because America is all about differences. We are all from someplace else. And we were founded on the premise of tolerance for the differences. These acts are intolerant, they're ignorant. To attack the Jewish community, the nation is based on freedom of religion. George Washington celebrated with the Jewish community. That's what America is all about. Ignorance, intolerance, and it's also illegal. And for government, the question is, what are you going to do to stop it? And how are you going to protect us? 13 incidents against the Jewish community. Nationwide scourge of hostility. Other incidents in this state. Attack the ignorance, attack the intolerance, education, cultural awareness, but attack the illegality. Yes, it's ignorant. Yes, it's intolerant. It's also illegal. And we will enforce the law. We're going to have an increased police presence. We have the toughest hate crimes laws in the United States of America, and we are going to enforce them to the full extent of the law. I also believe the situation has gotten so bad, frankly, that we have to increase our legal enforcement, not just with more police, but we have to change the laws to call this what it is. This is terrorism. It is domestic terrorism. These are people who intend to create mass harm, mass violence, generate fear based on race, color, creed. That is the definition of terrorism. And just because they don't come from another country doesn't mean that they're not terrorists. And they should be prosecuted as domestic terrorists, because that's what they are. And I want this state to be the first state to have a domestic terrorism law, to express how ignorant this is, how intolerant it is, and how criminal it is. And I'll be proposing that law for this state. New York is all about diversity. New York is all about tolerance. We're 19 million people from all across the globe. We're not going to allow this poison to spread throughout our state, because it is a poison. And no one else can defeat this country, but this country can defeat itself. It has to stop. Government must take the lead, and New York State will. With that, let me turn it over to Sheriff Falco, who has been doing an extraordinary job, and it's my pleasure to be with him today.
Thank you, Governor. Lewis.
Falco.
Yes. I want to start off by saying, got a call as soon as the incident happened from Chief Brad Wydell of the Ramapo Police Department. He personally responded to the scene. I take my hat off to him and the Ramapo Police Department. Shortly thereafter, all police agencies that were requested for assistance, the Sheriff's Office, the New York State Police, the Clarkstown Police Department, the FBI, the JGTF, everybody was on hand. I want to thank God that we have the technology that we have, the plate readers that help us apprehend this person. My hat's off to the NYPD. And I received a call while the chief was doing some briefings from Commissioner Miller of the New York City Police Department. What did we need? What do you need? And he was all over it. And I want to thank the NYPD for helping the Ramapo Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and the people of the County of Rockland. The governor touched on a few things, and, you know, I didn't make any bones about it when I said to him, you know, we had these new criminal justice reforms. And part of the criminal justice reforms, there's hate crimes where there's no bail. I honestly believe that our legislature needs to go back and start looking at some of these things. I think reforms are good, but I do think some of them have to be looked at to go even further where he wants to go with his domestic terrorism stuff. You know, we become complacent throughout the United States of America. You know, just a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, Pittsburgh happened. Nobody thinks it can happen in your hometown. Nobody thinks it can happen in your home county or your city. Well, people, it happened, and it happened here. And we have over 90,000 people of Jewish faith that live in Rockland County. So it's a major concern, as well as our schools. We are assisting the state police out checking all houses of worship, which we do every year as a pattern. But we have to go one step further. We have to put in folk new technologies and move the process forward. So I say that we hope that this was the first time it happened in Rockland, and we will do our best with the state police and the local political leaders and state government and our governor to try to make sure it's the last time that it happens in Rockland. So I want to thank you, and at this time I'll turn it over to Supervisor Mike Speck.
Thank you, Sheriff.
There's a list of municipalities throughout the United States that share a single tragic common bond to the list of places that include Pittsburgh, Poway, Jersey City. We now sadly have to add the town of Ramapo. I was shocked when I received the call last night about a stabbing near a house of worship, but part of me was not shocked. As the governor and as the sheriff have said, this is a problem that's been a long time brewing within our community and within the state and within the country, and it has to be fixed, it has to be solved. I want to commend Governor Cuomo for being here, for his strong words of support and being here to support our community at this time of sorrow and tragedy. I want to especially bring up Chief Brad Wydell with me, our police chief, commend the Town of Ramapo Police Department for their outstanding work, along with all the law enforcement agencies last night that participated. Due to the coordinated efforts of the town police, the police from neighboring towns, the sheriff's office, the New York State Police, the New York City Police Department, the suspect in this case was apprehended very soon. And I want to also thank and commend the first responders from the ambulance corps and the emergency services who came, treated the victims, and prevented this from becoming an even greater tragedy. Within the town, we are going to take measures to hopefully prevent or make it harder for these incidents to occur in the future. We are going to look to obtain license plate readers to make sure that our entrances and exits out of the town are monitored so that, as happened last night, when an event like this occurs, a suspect could be apprehended as soon as possible. This will be worked upon in the next few days within the town. So again, I'd like to thank law enforcement, the first responders, the sheriff, and the governor for being here. Thank you. And I'll turn this over now to Steve Gold from the Jewish Foundation. Thank you, Steve.
Hi, my name is Steve Gold. I'm co-president of the Jewish Federation and Foundation of Rockland County. As I mentioned to the governor, my parents were Holocaust survivors. And growing up, my father made me promise him that I'll do whatever I can to make sure it never happens again. Today, I can say I failed my father. I think that Rockland County has failed my father, and every Holocaust survivor in the United States of America has failed my parents and all Holocaust survivors. This cannot continue. I'm confident that the governor is going to work on some rules and laws to help this, and that we don't have to do this. I mean, this is the festival of Hanukkah. Last night I lit my seventh candle, and when I lit the candle, I said, I hope there's not going to be another anti-Semitic incident the way they were with the prior 6 days. Unfortunately, that wish didn't happen. I want to thank law enforcement, all the first responders, the governor's office, the Anti-Defamation League for the quick response, and you know, Federation of Rockland is going to be out there, and we also have to make sure that if you see something, say something. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Gold brings to mind, there is a quote at the Holocaust Museum in Israel that says to the effect, a country is not just what it does, it is what it tolerates. And that is a haunting quote for us in this country. And I think our united message today is we will not tolerate anti-Semitism, not just in our words, but in our actions. And government's job is to protect people, and this state government will protect people of the Jewish faith and every other religion in this state. Any questions for myself or any of our colleagues? Which chief would you like? There's many chiefs here. A few Indians, maybe.
What can you tell us about this suspect? Is he a suspect?
I will be able to provide his information to you after the press conference. His name, his date of birth. He's currently being held at our police headquarters. He will be arraigned at some point later today. And he will be facing 5 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of burglary in first degree.
Any idea why? First of all, is he from this town or is he from New York?
He's from Greenwood Lake, New York.
That's in Rockland?
Orange County.
Any idea why he would target this specific town, this house in Rockland, different county?
I don't have anything to share other than that at this point. We have an active investigation. We're working with multiple partners. My preference at this point would be to let that investigation continue to proceed without further comment.
Can you say any comment on whether or not they targeted the house because there's too much security at the place of worship next door?
That would be speculation as to why that house was targeted as opposed to another location.
You mentioned license plate readers. Is that how you got your plate? Because someone said they had written down the plate number and told police?
That's accurate. That information was relayed to us by a witness, and we immediately plugged that information into the system as the governor referred to. We're very fortunate that NYPD was all over this right away, and by putting that plate into the LPR system, we got hits as the vehicle went into the city, and we were fortunate to have an apprehension occur down in the 32nd precinct as a result of the LPR data. It was critical to the case.
Can you give any information on the status of the victims,
Prior to the press conference, I'm aware that there are two still hospitalized. As far as their exact condition, I don't have that with me right now. But there were, I don't know what the exact status is, whether it's critical or serious. Okay, thank you.
Well, I have another question. Will he be released because of the bail reform law?
I'm sorry?
Will he be released because of the bail reform law? Will the law affect his custody?
No.
Okay. Is this related at all to the stabbing that happened at a different synagogue earlier?
We have no information
for
that.
Nothing like that,
Right. Chief, earlier yesterday there was a stabbing on Franca. Did that have anything to do with this, any connection?
Not that I'm aware of. I believe that's the village of Spring Valley, correct?
I realize that, but I think it may be if there was a connection, it was also there in the development.
All I can say is not that I'm aware of.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you all very much. Thank you.